Hi, my name is B. Renee Robinson. I'm a recent graduate of Dr. Boyce's finance class, and the finance class was very informative. I'm glad I invested in it because it reshaped the way not only that I see money and investing, but also the way I see government and public policy. This morning, I read an article about people standing in line in Chicago waiting on the Michael Jordan store to open. Now the store is slated to be open by this weekend, but people lined up as early as Monday for this store. Now, previously when I read stories like this, I would always think, why are these people spending $200 and $300 on shoes? It's not that serious. It's just a shoe. But I kind of get it because I understand like how people are marketed to, and I understand how when you have a good brand, people tend to be very loyal to the brand. So I get that. But something that I thought about when I saw this article this morning was, wow, what if people had that same sort of energy about how government is being run? What if people lined up to hold their government officials accountable, like by the thousands? What if that happened? What if people would line up by in the masses to go to commissioners' meetings, to hear city hall or city planning meetings? What if they lined up like that to attend school board meetings? Like, how much more efficient would our government be run? How many less corrupt politicians would we have? As a matter of fact, would we even really have any politicians that could only be in it solely for the money and self-interest? Something else I also thought about was how much more amazing our schools would be if people lined up in masses to not just talk about how bad the school is, but to actually go in and volunteer and help the children and bring them up to the level that they need to be in. What if we lined up like that to add support for the staff? I've met a lot of teachers and I know some teachers. Teaching is not easy. What if we collectively made it a priority to make sure that not just our children, but all children got quality education? What if we made it our priority to make sure that their parents who had limited education or limited ability were supported also? How much more awesome would our education system be? Think about it. How much more awesome would it be? How much more amazing would our communities be as a whole if we took that same energy that we use to support these sports stars and movie stars? What if we took that same energy and supported our neighbors and our larger community as a whole? How much more amazing cities would we live in? Now, it's not to say that people can't have nice things and that people should not reward themselves, but there is a certain level of, I don't want to call it idol worship because I'm not a religious person, but there's definitely a level of worship, like to the point where it's obsessing and in my opinion, it's not healthy. But what if we took all of that energy that we give these people who contribute very little to our overall communities and very little to the growth of the people as a whole? What if we took that energy and we use it on one another to uplift each other, to make our world better? How would it look? Just my thoughts. Thank you for listening. Have a great one. And stay tuned for my up and coming platform. Once again, my name is B. Renee Robinson.